Good afternoon. Welcome to the Tuesday Afternoon Show. I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson. I am delighted to get to be in an art gallery. We are broadcasting live from the GCCA Art Gallery on Main Street in downtown Catskill, the lovely village of Catskill. So as you have heard many times, it is our Radios in Motion Summer Pledge Drive. And I'd like you to go to the phone right now and dial 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and pledge your support for WGXC. Let's see. We have a really interesting group of people today that are going to be joining us. And if you are in the neighborhood and you'd like to come by and say hi, please do. We'd love to have you. Starting off with one of my favorite people in Catskill, Ryder Cooley. Ryder, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having a fabulous radio show.
That's kind of you. So Ryder has agreed to come in and play a song for us. It's off the Exmalia CD. She has also very generously donated a copy of the CD and a download card. So you have a choice. So we have two people that will donate $20. Will get their choice of a CD or a download card of Exmalia. Am I correct?
Well, actually, what I brought was two Exmalia albums on CD.
Ah, okay.
And then I brought two Dust Bowl Fairy albums that are download stickers. So the first two people that call can have one of each, one of the Exmalia albums and one of the Dust Bowl Fairy albums together, both two albums for $20, the first two people.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for doing that. Okay, what song are we going to hear?
Well, I was going to play a song called Ghosts of Love. It's off of the Exmalia album, and it's a song that I always picture happening in Hudson, but I wrote it back when Hudson was a little bit more empty and forlorn. So now it's quite bustling, but this was a whole story I came up with, where a woman takes a train. She's trying to make her way. She's a musician. She has a ukulele, and she's making her way to New York City to try and make it big as a musician or find her way or whatever. And the train doesn't stop. It keeps going, and she gets out in this ghost town, which is Hudson. Was Hudson.
Cool.
And then she writes this, well, she finds this amazing cemetery. There is an amazing cemetery in Hudson. And she writes this song and a bunch of other songs that are all on the album that are songs about the graveyard in the story, in the fairy tale. It's a pet cemetery, not a people cemetery. And so these are songs about the animals that are buried in the cemetery who are extinct. So it's a song about extinction.
All right, let's hear it. Thank you.
Thank you. the theater is cobweb-bound. I find a forlorn beauty here in this empty town. I try to leave, I could not go. The animal said, please stay, we are sad, we are ghosts.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about your instrument. Tell us about
All right.
I see six strings, but I think two strings are the same note, right?
Yeah, it's a six-string tenor ukulele. I got it at this great music shop in Hudson called Musica, where I used to work. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they still have them there, but it's... So it's got six strings, and what the second set of strings is octaves, and then the fourth set of double strings are just doubled. So here's the six strings.
It's a very unique sound. It's much fuller than a ukulele,
mm-hmm.
and yet it's different than a six-string guitar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very sweet. And the scale of it is smaller than a guitar, but a little bit bigger than what I would call regular ukulele. Is that right?
Well, actually, it's just standard ukulele tuning,
okay.
But it's got those extra strings in the octave. So there is a little bit more... of like a range because of the octave. Mm.
It's a very distinct sound. Suits you really well, doesn't it?
Thanks.
It
yeah.
feels like you.
I love it.
So I want to talk about, I know you have to leave in a couple minutes to go to Helsinki tonight, but songwriting.
Mm.
So is it typical for you to write the lyrics first and then create music to go with the lyrics? Or is there not a definite pattern in how you work?
I don't really have a system. I'm sort of a spaz. Whatever comes out.
Okay, so the song you just sang, did you write it first? The lyrics come first?
I can't remember. I don't know. I think probably the lyrics came first because mm-hmm. I was working on this whole story, the Ex Malia story.
So the narrative came first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to Ryder Cooley, and I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson. We're doing the Radio Pledge Drive, as you all know. It's called Radios in Motion. And we are trying to raise $250 during our program, and I hope that you will contribute. You can do so by calling 518-697-7400 or wgxc.org/donate. There's two other ways you can donate. You can walk over to Magpie Books, and they have sitting on their counter a box that says WGXC, and you can drop change into that. Or, if you like, $100 bills. You can also show up to the WGXC studios at 704 Columbia Street. Go by and say hi to Lynn and Alana and who's ever there, and write a check or just make a contribution of your choice. We would be very grateful. So what's coming up tonight at Helsinki?
Tonight we have the open mic. It's always a sort of big, wonderful mystery of what will happen. But we always have some really amazing performances, and it's not too late to sign up. There's a sign up online, and also there's a sign up at the door at 6 o'clock. So... we would love to see anyone there tonight.
It's a really exceptional open mic evening in the area. for some reason, it's probably you. You're the magnet. But people of high quality really come and perform. It's a really special evening. So, Ryder, let me ask you, what's so special about community radio?
Oh, I love community radio. It just feels so important to stay connected. To me, it feels like particularly important right now. I'm so glad that we were able to establish WGXC in a time when that was possible. I don't know if it would be possible now, and everything just feels so sort of corporate run in this country, and to just have a sort of forum where all kinds of community members can have a voice is just so important.
Yeah, WGXC is often referred to as a two-way or two hands-on radio, which means it's not only communication going out from myself as a programmer, but from people that want to show or want to participate can come and join in. And probably that's one of the major distinctions for community radio versus public radio is the accessibility factor. If you want to have a show on public radio, or on community radio, I should say, you can go online and fill out the form and make a proposal for a show that you'd like to see on. And that's why we have all the variety, I think, that we have, not only in music, but in the afternoon programs where a lot of interviews and exchanges go on. Well, Ryder, tell us once again what you brought for us as gifts. We have.
So there's, for the first two callers, there is an Exmalia album on CD and also a Dust Bowl Fairies album, which is a download sticker. So there you get both of those for the first two callers.
That's $20 each, right?
$20 each or more.
Or more.
$20 to
or more.
The Sky's the Limit sliding scale. And I know it costs a lot to keep all of these nonprofits that we have running. People, I think sometimes there's this idea that it's nonprofit, so it's free to operate, and it's not free to operate. We have staff to pay, and
actually, it's also important to know. So we do have staff to pay, and of course, that's an important factor. But a great deal of the programmers are actually volunteers, like myself.
Yes, so many volunteers.
Yes.
But even with all the volunteers, you just need, unfortunately, money to keep everything going.
It does. Well, I'm going to read another event about this evening and having to do with fundraisers and thank Ryder Cooley, Dust Bowl Fairies artist extraordinaire, for coming in. Thank you, Ryder.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.